even ready.
I know, I know. I'm sorry, I got a little starstruck there.
So I'm a big Green Bay fan.
Are you?
And I was at your first game.
Oh, man.
Saints.
Where were you sitting?
I was about 40-yard line, about 50 rows up.
But behind our bench?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was a heck. And my dad's a huge Saints fan, so we wanted to go. We've never been to Green
That's
Bay,
awesome.
Lambeau Field.
Yeah. What a game, too, right?
Yeah, and they unveiled the champions the year before.
I'm good, by the way.
It was pretty awesome. Okay. All right. We're here with legendary Kentucky receiver, Randall Cobb, SEC Network. What's up, man?
What's going on?
And fellow East Tennessee guy.
I know. Yeah, there we go. It's good to see some homeboy.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I see your name, I'm wondering, why didn't he go to Tennessee?
I think that's everybody, right?
How did Philip Fulmer fumble that?
I think a hometown kid. My first job, I was just telling someone on the elevator, it was a picture of Neyland Stadium. My first job was working at Neyland Stadium as a 13-year-old selling hot dogs, right? So that was my first job. I grew up there. Like, obviously, I wanted to play there. I think that they took that for granted. Like, it was just like hometown kid, of course, right? Of course he's going to want to come here, which I did. But with the situation that it was, it was better suit for me at that time in my life to go to Kentucky.
Well, this is a heck of a time for someone like you with your background at playing receiver to cover this conference because there's so many great receivers. Who in your mind is the best couple of receivers that you've seen on film?
There are a lot of receivers in this league. I think the hard part is trying to figure out who's going to be the ones that take that next step. We saw what Ryan Williams did this past year. Unbelievable. Now he's got a new quarterback that he has to build that chemistry with. How far does he take it this next year? Which I think that he is by far clear and cut the best receiver in our league right now. I love watching him play. I love his game. Let's see. I would probably go I love Burks as well. I don't think people are talking enough about him and his ability. I'm excited to see now, you know, with him having a new quarterback, how that all plays out for him this season. The one thing about our league is all it takes is one season. We look at what Matthew Golden did this past year, right? I don't think anyone really knew his potential coming into the season down at Texas. And nobody knew his name, I would say, right? He was the transfer out of Houston. He was coming to Texas. He's already filled with a room full of guys. I love watching the first few games in the season to see, like, okay, we got some other guys that we need to start mentioning and talking about.
Because I'm a Green Bay fan, I hope he's the next Randall Cobb. You know what?
You know, I got a chance to work with him leading up to the combine. We were doing some X's and O's, some board work, just trying to get him to understand, like, the questioning that he was going to get at the combine. So I was already familiar with him, and whenever I saw he was still on the board and Green Bay was drafting, I was like, take him. This is the guy that you want.
I've had you on several of my fantasy football teams, and I'm curious, when you were in the pros, did you guys ever do something like that? Like, I know you can't gamble, and we're not going to get in all that, but did you have a fantasy football team or anything like that? Did
Some
you ever
people
draft
did.
Yourself?
Some people did. I never really got into fantasy. It was never really my thing, but I remember, like, our O-line, they had a little league that they played in together as an O-line, and they would be in the training room like, hey, Randall, how many catches you going to get this week? You know? And so it was always fun just to see guys, you know, making light of that. But, yes, the gambling part of it, we can't touch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sorry, one last thing. Favorite memory in Kentucky? Because you got to work with some great coaches. You got to work with some great players. And I'm just, what was like the big moment for you when you think about Big Blue Nation? What was one game or one spot that really stood out to you?
One moment. There's so many that comes to my mind whenever you say that. I think about the relationships that I was able to build. You know, being a Tennessee kid, I got to play for T. Martin, right? He was my receiver coach my last year there at Kentucky. Coach Randy Sanders, who he was like the one who recruited me from the beginning, and he was always there and really helped me grow and make the transition from quarterback to receiver and open my eyes to it. But when I think about one moment, it probably is the Vanderbilt game my last year in 2010. You know, I wasn't highly recruited coming out. I had an offer from Middle Tennessee State. Tennessee came in, or Kentucky in the summer, which I committed to before the season, and Tennessee came in late. But I really, in my mind, I wanted to go to the NFL, but I didn't have those. I didn't think that was actually a real thing coming out of high school. So I really wanted to go to Vandy and Wake Forest. And I went to camp at Vandy. They didn't offer me. Their coach said they were interested in me, but, like, they didn't really, So that Vandy game that last year, I remember one of the coaches coming up to me right before the game, and he was like, "Buddy, we were wrong about you. We were wrong. We really wish that we would have looked at that a little differently. You had a great career." And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to show you today." And I had a pretty good game, and that was actually my last game there in Commonwealth Stadium at Kroger Field. So I remember just taking in all of that as I was walking out the field, like knowing that there was a good chance that was going to be my last game.
Well, as you begin this career as broadcasting SEC Network, what is the biggest, challenge or something that you didn't know you'd be getting into? Because I think a lot of people think they just turn on the cameras and you're going. But I know how hard you guys work behind the scenes. What do you, anything stand out to be like, wow, I didn't realize we had to do X, Y, Z?
Well, there's a lot of research. I think that the misconception is people like that we're just given all the information. No, we have most of the time we have a run of schedule of things that we want to talk about. But us as individuals, we're doing the research on our own. And yes, we have a team of people that's helping us with pulling stats and seeing numbers and helping us formulate. But we have to formulate exactly what we want to talk about. Before we go on set,
we got to get on that list. How do we get on that list?
last question I got for you, man, and I appreciate you taking your time. I got to ask, you're working with Joker Phillips, Rich Brooks. Is there a story that maybe comes to mind when you think of those names? Is there,
oh, without a doubt.
I've heard some stories come out of there.
Oh, they're great coaches. I had a great time while I was there. One I'll share with you, Rich Brooks, Coach Brooks was, me and him used to have these ping pong tournaments. So I was the first person to beat him as a recruit. So, like, after that, I was like, I'm not playing you again because you might pull my scholarship, right? So then once I got there, we would play a little bit. But he was such a figure in my life and really changed the trajectory of me as a player, but also as a man. And, you know, I'll never forget, I had my 19th birthday, right, going into my sophomore year at Kentucky. And it was during training camp. We had an off day the next day. We did not have an off day the next day, but, like, we were starting a little later. So, you know, me and the boys, we had a little night. Well, I had a little too many. I had too many to drink. And then, you know, I'm waking up and I see the sun and I don't hear anybody. And I had missed my ride. Everyone was gone. They thought that I already left for the facility, but I had just moved from the couch to the bedroom. So I finally come to it. I get to the facility. Everything's already started. I go straight up to Coach Brooks' office, and he just looks at me and shakes his head. I'm like, oh, no. I'm thinking I'm done. This is the end. And we had a great conversation. And, you know, Coach loved his bourbon as well. So he understood. But we had a really, really connecting moment in that time that really propelled our relationship.
Awesome,
well, can't thank you enough.
You.
Randall Cobb, yeah. Best of luck this season. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.